20 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
From the home of the Cranberry Blossom Festival, your news, talk, and sports station is Locally Grown Radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper in Chicago. President Biden is looking for another way to help ease the burden of student loans now that the Supreme Court has shot down his loan forgiveness plan. For those who thought they'd catch a break, Self Financial Community Banking Advisor Monique White says this could be challenging.
For the past 3 years, a lot of people have not made any payments towards their federal student loan. So to come in with a brand new payment that could be anywhere from, you know, $50 to $500, especially if things are tight, that can be really difficult to add that into your budget.
The U.S. Supreme Court has ruled in favor of a Colorado web designer who doesn't want to make websites for same-sex weddings. CBS's Natalie Brand has that.
The Supreme Court Friday sided with web designer Lori Smith, who sued Colorado, saying the state's anti-discrimination law violated her right to free speech and religious freedom. She did not want to create websites for same-sex weddings.
Nobody should be forced to create a message that goes against his or her convictions.
In a 6-3 decision, Justice Neil Gorsuch wrote for the majority, saying the First Amendment envisions the United States as a rich and complex place where all persons are free to think and speak as they wish, not as the government demands.
4th of July weekend is projected to break several travel records as people kick off their summer travel season. KIRO-TV's Kevin Coe reports.
Rising gas prices will be at the top of minds nationwide. AAA expects a record-breaking 50.7 million Americans to travel 50 or more miles this holiday weekend. 43 million of them are expected to drive, which would also be a new record. More than 4 million are expected to fly, also another potential record.
A Texas grand jury has handed up a capital murder charge against a man accused of fatally shooting 5 neighbors, including a 9-year-old boy outside Houston. Police say 38-year-old Francisco Oropeza stormed into his neighbor's house on April 28th after being asked by his neighbors to stop firing a gun because a baby was trying to sleep. French President Emmanuel Macron urges parents to keep their children off the streets after a few nights of violence sparked by a deadly police shooting. CBS's Elaine Cobb from Paris.
The protesters accuse the police of racism and excessive force after 17-year-old Nael, of Algerian-Moroccan descent, was shot dead at close range during a traffic stop Tuesday morning. The officer who fired the fatal shot has been placed under formal investigation for murder. A third of the 900 people arrested last night were under 18, some as young as 12.
This is CBS News.
Need to hire quality candidates fast? You need Indeed, the end-to-end hiring solution. Attract, interview, and hire candidates all in one place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Imagine getting ahead of your irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C by treating it with Linzess. Then you could start proactively managing your constipation with belly pain and get ahead of your symptoms. Talk to your doctor about Linzess, linaclotide. Linzess is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. It's not a laxative. It's a once-daily pill that helps you get ahead of your symptoms. It's proven to help you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually.
Do not give Linzess to children less than 2. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling.
Imagine what could relief from IBS-C mean for you. Talk to your doctor and say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
News is brought to you by Gingras Thompson & Walks, a statewide team of personal injury lawyers getting you the justice you deserve. Call 855-954-1186 for a free consultation. The law firm of Gingras Thompson & Walks has a track record of making life-changing positive differences for their clients. $5.25 million to a woman who suffered brain injuries and her husband passed away when struck by a drunk driver. $1 million to 3 different individuals injured by drunk drivers. $1 million settlement to a man injured in a motorcycle accident. Call Gingras Thompson & Walks, 855-954-1186. 954-1186.
GTWLawyers.com. Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Lows dip down to about 61 overnight under partly cloudy skies, northwesterly winds around 5 miles per hour. Cloudy skies with a few peaks of sun tomorrow, highs around 87. Partly cloudy skies tomorrow night, lows level off around 61. Partly cloudy Sunday with highs around 86. 91 Monday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 74.
News, talk, and sports on both sides of the dial from Wisconsin Rapids and beyond. Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
This is Matt LePay, and you're listening to your home for your Wisconsin Badgers on 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR, locally grown radio.
Hi, I'm Jane Fonda, and you're listening to Native Roots Radio.
And we're back to Native Roots Radio Presents. I'm Awake, and this is Robert Pilot. Hey, this portion is brought to you by, what is it brought to you by, Ogama?
Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by the Minnesota Indigenous Women's Resource Center.
Yeah, that's a new sponsor. Welcome back to Native Roots Radio Presents. I'm Awake, and I'm your host, Robert Pilot. And we are here with Michael Spears, actor, and he's been in many things here. And we're going to talk a little bit about his career and also this new movie, The Year of the Dog. Michael, thank you so much for coming on to Native Roots Radio.
Pilama, thanks for having me. Looking forward to talking with you about all of the wonderful things in movies.
Right on. And, you know, we've had quite a few people, and I don't know if you know Bobby Wilson, but Bobby Wilson was a student of mine in Reservation Dogs, and we've had quite a few Reservation Dog actors on the show in the last 2 years, and we're really excited to throw you in that mix as a Reservation Dog alumni. Really, I just want to touch base on that for a second. That show for me has, and I know all over Indian country because I see it on Facebook, people are really plugging in, and I love it because it's for mainstream, but it also has a lot of good things for us natives to like shake our head and go, oh yeah, yes. And so how was that experience? You played pretty heavy duty part in this.
Yeah, that experience is unique for me in that, you know, you walk on set and it's all native created, you know, all the showrunners and actors and crew and cast, everyone's native, and walking onto a set like that is an experience in itself. You know, I've never had the opportunity to be on a set such as Reservation Dogs yet, and looking forward to next season. I hear we just got picked up again for another season. I want to shout out to Sterling and Bobby and thank all the boys on set. Hopefully everything's going good with everyone. And man, the show's really picked up a lot of momentum and created a lot of visibility for Indian people all across America and the world now.
Yeah. A friend of mine who works for CBS television on 48, he's a producer for 48 Hours, called me late last night, and he's diving deep into the show and just couldn't believe it. And, he was excited, and he was only on season one, but, there's great more to come on that. Just really excited that, I don't know if it seems like since Standing Rock, a lot of good things have happened for us natives. And, you know, I know we started our show during Standing Rock and with the protesting of the pipeline and a lot of good things from authors to movies, you know, Prey and to Reservation Dogs and your upcoming movie, The Year of the Dog.
Oh, I'm very appreciative of the visibility, you know, that we've gained through the political activism stage. You know, we have a lot more stories. You know, this is just the tip of the iceberg. I want to give shout outs to all the up and coming artists and filmmakers and musicians and all the other Indigenous people that are, you know, on the come up, because we have so many more stories to tell. So each one of us has a story. Everyone has everyone's got dreams and hopes. And me as a little boy from growing up on the Lower Brule Reservation to where I am now, you know, I'm back on the reservation now. I'm a student at Sinte Gleshka University, and that's where I'm coming at you live from right now, is Mission, South Dakota.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and, you know, just balancing that and hoping for the best for all the people here. We, as a Native acting community, you know, we're pretty small, actually. You know, everybody knows everybody almost. We all try out for the same parts. I've been fortunate enough to be in the game for, I won't date myself, but quite some time. As when from Otter and Dances with Wolves to most recently Sitting Bull and Runs His Horse in Yellowstone.
Is that what you were shooting now?
Yeah, I just came off a 2-part docudrama for the History Channel. I was fortunate enough to land the lead in the docudrama, a 2-part series being produced by the History Channel, highlighting Sitting Bull's life.
Wow, that's awesome. Let's talk a little bit. I have a little blurb here. You know, The Year of the Dog is about two strays, mad and alcoholic, struggling to maintain sobriety, and a rescue dog with unusual athletic gifts. Spears plays Fred, Matt's big book thumping sponsor. Hey, let's stop right there. People on the radio know that I've been sober for a few years, and I love that term, big book thumper. How did you prepare for the role?
Well, you know, that role, I drew from a lot of personal experience. You know, the preparation, I guess, was you know, being able to be in a space where I felt safe enough to let Fred out and be vulnerable as well, because, you know, he's not a perfect person either. So right. Just personal experience you know, my family members and, you know, I know a lot of us as natives have been touched by alcohol and the ism of it, you know, not only the addiction, but, you know, the things that come along with mental health, awareness and illness and all of that.
Well, you know, I always say, it's really, you know, whenever I see our lieutenant governor here in Minnesota, I always let her know, it's like, I really appreciate you. I used to be a high school teacher and had an all native homeroom. And what I would always tell her is I appreciate you being lieutenant governor, because my kids are able to see someone that looks like them in this role. And I feel the same way about this, that there's many ways to recover and there's many ways to go down the red road, and to be able to have our people see somebody, you know, representing that portion of our culture, or not so much culture, but a portion of our people. You know, some people do it the red road, some go to AA, but there is recovery out there. And so it's important for us. And I want to say a big peeny geegee to you, Michael, for playing that role.
Piyama. You know, I'll always, you know, tip my hat to those that are brave enough to willing to tell their stories and be honest about it. Like Rob, and you're the dog here. He puts himself out there and so gives a pretty emotional, raw performance. And my character, you know, at the time was going through a lot personally. You know, I just lost both of my grandmothers and my mother shortly after this production, and some of that's gonna come across on screen if you guys get a chance to watch the movie. But definitely want to give shout outs to Rob and the rest of the team on a success. You know, we're just some Montana boys and girls that got together and made a movie.
Well, your role has been convincing enough that the film's producer have recently made a nomination submission on your behalf. So that's huge. That's huge. That doesn't just happen. And I appreciate your humility. And I just kind of just keep saying that how important that is for our people to see people out there in a good way. And you're doing that, Michael. You know, with the, you know, you being a young person starting out in movies and now older, there's two rules always, is you don't want to work with young people in film and you don't want to work with animals. So how was it working with the dog?
It was awesome. You know, I got to work with a few animals in some productions, but this was probably the most hands-on I've got to be with a canine. There was two puppies on this show, a stunt puppy and the actor. So it was, you know, Rob got a lot more hands on than I did, but we had some good fun times in pulling and creating that space where we could just have fun and catch something on camera.
Hey, I'm here with Michael Spears, and we're talking about The Year of the Dog and also other movies Michael's in. Michael, do you have time for another quick segment?
I sure do.
That's awesome. Hey, you're listening to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awakened. We'll be right back after this short break. Hey, we're still here. Ogama, how the heck am I doing there? I missed you on that interview.
You know, I ran into technical trouble for this interview, so I wasn't able to join. And, you know, I'm sad I missed it, but I'm glad I'm getting to listen to it all the way through again now. And, you know, it's really amazing, these actors. You know, I think a lot of people think of people who are in Hollywood as maybe like a non-job or kind of like politicians, people who aren't like really real. And I always appreciate seeing these actors in this light.
And you said earlier, or while we were chatting during the interview, because it was pre-recorded, that he went through a lot of loss in that last movie. So you can't help, like he said, but to bring it in. Hey, we got part two coming up here with the interview here with this great interview, I should say. No, I'm just kidding. This subpar interview from me with Michael Spears, a Lakota actor. We'll be right back after this short break. This is Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake.
Serving central Wisconsin since 1940.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids.
Locally grown 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
When it comes to achieving successful jury verdicts and settlements, one law firm stands out above the rest. Gingras Thompson & Wachs, a $6.2 million settlement for a woman permanently paralyzed as a result of medical malpractice. $4.9 million to members of a family injured due to the negligence of a truck driver and his employer. Call Gingras Thompson & Wachs today, 855-954-1186.
All in to win, Gingras Thompson & Wachs, GTWLawyers.com.
Hey, this is Penny Pincher Bob, and I love a good rummage sale. If you love them too, you can list your Saturday rummage sale right here on this radio station. Your 15-second Saturday rummage sale ad runs Friday all day and Saturday morning for only $50 per week. If you would like to list your Saturday rummage sale, call us now, 715-629-9501. The deadline for each week is Wednesday at noon. Operators are standing by now. Please have a valid credit card ready to go. See ya!
It's not just about the barrels and construction. Highway projects are community investments. So do your part. Stay alert, eliminate distractions, and mind your speed. Every driver makes a difference. Sponsored by the Wisconsin DOT.
The Todd Alba Show.
These fires in Alberta, they're just this very narrow jet stream, just bringing all that kind of smoke down.
What it does is those sunsets and sunrises. Yeah. I mean, you've just got this massive deep red disc up in the sky. It's like you're in a Star Wars, you know, movie or something like that.
The Todd Alba Show.
Which makes sense when you look at the Civic Media lineup. I mean, we really look like the Cantina Bar as far as all the characters.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
My name is Teresa Barber. I was in the United States Navy, and I served overseas in the Middle East and Africa. Early on in my career, I had a commander that taught our suicide prevention training, and the very next day, he took his own life. 90% of suicide attempts involving a gun are fatal. My way of continuing my service is to help protect my community by being a responsible gun owner and by storing firearms safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
When times get dark, we can't see the help that's all around us. Let 211 be your guiding light for help with food, healthcare, and other resources.
211, how can I help you?
Call 211 or visit 211.org. 211, get connected, get help.
What is dedication?
I think a parent's job is to protect our children, but also prepare them for the world so they become good, kind human beings.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov.
Smiles are powerful. They spread joy, laughter, and hope. But not everyone gets a fair chance at a smile. Every 3 minutes, a baby is born with a cleft, making it difficult to talk, hear, eat, and even breathe. In America, most children with clefts receive immediate care, but others around the world may never have access to the surgery they need to thrive. SmileTrain is changing that. As the world's largest cleft charity, our sustainable model has sponsored more than 1.5 million smiles. We offer training and financial support to local medical professionals so they can provide life-changing surgery and other essential services at no cost to families.
It's more than to see these children, to hear the difference that we make. And for me, being born with a cleft lip and palate, knowing what they went through is so life-changing for me.
Help us change the world one smile at a time. To learn more, visit smiletrain.org/learn.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Lows dip down to about 61 overnight under partly cloudy skies, northwesterly winds around 5 miles per hour. Cloudy skies with a few peaks of sun tomorrow, highs around 87. Partly cloudy skies tomorrow night, lows level off around 61. Partly cloudy Sunday with highs around 86. 91 Monday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 74.
This is Winona LaDuke of Honor the Earth, and you're listening to Native Roots Radio. I'm Awake.
Welcome back to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and this is Robert Pilot. Hey, welcome back to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and I'm your host, Robert Pilot. I'm here with Michael Spears, and we're talking about his acting career, but also the Year of the Dog. Michael, Pinigigi for being back on here. This is an important conversation, and one of the things I'd like to ask you about your role is how did that come about? So what, you know, you tried out for the movie, they got the part, and then how did it turn into, I don't know, putting your stamp on this character?
Well, after the, you know, the audition screen test process, I was given some character freedoms, and I developed Fred, just kind of put a little bit of myself into him. Originally, he wasn't necessarily written as being an Indigenous or Native character. And in exploring that, I went ahead and put a little of myself into the character. And we made a few character decisions in regards to who and where Fred comes from. And we turned Fred into a Lakota. And, you know, of course, in the film, he's a sponsor and also touches base on some racial stereotypes in the film in regards to what Rob's character is wearing, notably the Atlanta Braves hat and a lot of the mascot issue.
Yeah, that's a very subtle an issue, been out there for a long time. I think, you know, I'm here in the Twin Cities, and I think the murder of George Floyd really pushed the Washington football team to change their name, and there's more work to be done. So bringing that in the forefront is a good thing in a good way, Michael. We really appreciate that, and that's very authentic.
Yeah, the scene, it happened pretty organically, you know, and I asked him in real time, you know, where and why are you wearing that hat, you know? And so we had some good conversations, and I was given an opportunity to write the scene and rewrite. And so him and I rewrote the scene, and you'll see it play out in the film. You know, his character eventually takes the hat off and comes to an understanding that he's bringing a racial stereotype to life.
Yeah. I think, again, the media, whether it's a movie or a TV show or a radio show, we have a lot of people out there that are allies, whether they're white allies, BIPOC allies. And it's good to bring these things up and educate. I think that's part of our job, isn't it, Michael?
Definitely, as storytellers and just human beings, you know, and keeping that integrity and the truth to who we are as a people, I think is important in the telling and retelling of our stories, you know, especially for coming from a non-native perspective or point of view. And, you know, that's where another, you know, if we're getting down to brass tacks, I'd say, you know, we're making steps towards the right direction, but we do have a long way to go. And I appreciate all the allies out there, you know, all of the support that we've had, and not only just this film, but in as a people, as a whole, as a indigenous community here, in unity being represented through media, music, radio. You know, I want to say Pilama to you for having shows and given venues, spaces available for natives to come and have a voice and to get out there on these interwebs, these spider webs of communication.
Yeah, I appreciate that. It's something that that needs to be done, and I really someday hope to hand this down to a young one. And I, by saying that too, I want to just bring this up. I'm 61 years old, and our generation is kind of lost. I mean, we became in the forefront with the American Indian movement and all these things. You know, I remember people in high school pretending they were Italian or something else before it was proud to be a native out there. And so it's exciting to see a younger person like you, and then the younger people out there in the community really stepping it up, speaking their language, doing things that we're afraid of, or we lost because of boarding school. So I want to say a big pinigigi to you.
Well, thank you for the AKI or the recognition. But you know, I give all the recognition to my mom and dad and grandmas and grandpas who raised me in a good way. Want to continue to support all of the indigenous artists out there. You know, I have four children as well, and I'm a student, so I'm always a proponent of higher education and learning. My mother was a survivor of residential schooling, and definitely my father, the late Patrick Spears, he was and still is my hero, as well as my mother. You know, she worked 36 years in the Indian Health Service and opened up hospitals all throughout Indian country. If it weren't for those that have given their time and effort, I wouldn't even be able to be here making movies either. So I want to say thank you to those who laid the tracks for me that I could be in the movies. You know, I'm just a boy from the reservation too. I grew up in Lower Brule and moved off the reservation after in the fifth and sixth grade. And I grew up in Pierre, and then I moved to Aberdeen, South Dakota, and was fortunate enough to make a film or two a year. And I'm still in the learning process now, higher education, environmental sciences, and Lakota studies. I'm a big proponent of renewable, sustainable energies, and also just telling the truth, letting the little kids and all of them know that it's okay. It's cool to question your teachers, your the higher ups out there, and not be part of the status quo. You know, we have to continually work to stay woke and keep the environment and the communities around us accountable for their actions as well. You know, being native comes with the responsibility nowadays as far as keeping the integrity and the truth alive. You know, having to wear several hats in now productions and different things is something that we're being leaned upon more and more in not only the acting communities, but everywhere.
Wow. Yeah. Wow. Good words there. And it is good to definitely recognize our elders in a good way like that. I appreciate that. And there are many people that are still doing it out there. And I think the young ones are really leading the way, but we really do and did need our teachings. So that's a great point, Michael. I'm here with Michael Spears, actor in The Year of the Dog, a movie coming out here real soon. And he's an actor. He's been doing it for, I won't say how many years because I got the calculator out and figured it out, but also was on a Reservation Dogs and played a pivotal role of if you've been watching the young boy that committed suicide, he played Danny's father. And so we talked a little bit, and I want to talk to you about what is a good thing for our Native young ones listening to this to get into the business, and what do they need to know? And I think one of the things we talked about with our last actor friend, he talked about being on time and doing it in a good way. And there is no Indian time. We want to change that to being on time. Oh, wow.
Well, one thing that I guess I've taken away from the industry, being in it as long as I have, we're getting more and more visible as far as our storytellers, our directors and producers and people that have that business mindset, because ultimately, you know, this business is a business, and, you know, it's a paradigm that I've chosen to build my career in. It definitely has its challenges and setbacks at times, but for kids nowadays to become an actor, model, agent, whoever, you know, there's every job imaginable in the movies. You know, you don't have to be an actor. You can be an engineer. You can be a photographer, you know, the business end, the line producing, all of that. So, you know, I encourage kids to find what they love, you know, and it's not always necessarily going to be an actor or a model or on this side of the camera, but there's an aspect of storytelling that takes a lot of courage. It takes a lot of bravery to whether you're going to be an actor or even just to tell your story. So I want to tell the kids to persevere and koki peshnio, which means that you don't have no fear and move forward and write your stories down, because we don't get a lot of chances over and over. So you get an opportunity, you get a chance to tell your story, do it, you know, with no fear. And if you want to know something, go to the source. You want to know, you know, whether it's your own stories, your own creation stories, or you're trying to marry two different tribes or whatnot, but go to the source and without fear, you know, be a leader. Make those hard choices that, you know, not everyone wants to follow down some of these harder paths. And I left the reservation and faced challenges of my own in going to a public school and having to fight and experience racism and those kind of things. And if it weren't for perseverance and finding those healthy ways to cope with anxiety and stress and pain, grief, those kind of things, and knowing who you are will help to define your path and to the future. So being Lakota, I lean on that. I lean on my religious practices, my spirituality, and it keeps me grounded. You know, for one of my biggest auditions, I sang, and wow. It wasn't any of the scripts that they asked for, and I just I sang and I spoke my language, and I received the role, and that in itself helps keep me grounded, helps keep me Michael.
Wow, Michael, I wanted to say, before I let you go, this is Michael Spears, the Year of the Dog, and you can see him on a couple episodes of Reservation Dogs, and has a plethora of work. I just want to say Peeny Gigi for being on, and also, you know, I always wanted to be a key grip, just to throw that out there. Hey, so Michael, thank you so much for being on. You're listening to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and we'll be right back after this short break. Please stay with us.
Locally grown radio from Vesper to Plover, we are your home for news, talk, and sports. 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
Bijou, I am Oshawashko Gijig. I'm from Red Lake Nation, and you're listening to Native Roots Radio.
Welcome back to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake.
Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by the Minnesota Indian Women's Sexual Assault Coalition.
One of our longtime sponsors, and they do such great work all over Turtle Island, especially now that COVID is under somewhat control. I'm going to be careful what I say because, you know, there's still a variant out there, but they're traveling more and doing their thing all over Turtle Island and giving out the good knowledge that they help with. So Ogemont, I'll just throw this out here. I don't know if anyone wants to call. So we feel like the Maytag washroom repairman. I don't know if you knew about that, if you're old enough to remember that, but it was a commercial where, you know, the wash machines were made so well that the repairman never got a call.
That sounds like a good commercial.
That's the reference. We're doing so good at the show, we never get a call. But if you want to call and say, who or hey, 952. Oh, the cat's not using the phone, but she's calling. 952-946-6205. Just give us a call and say hi out there. Do you have any leftover news or anything you want to repeat that we were just talking about?
I actually have something else, you know, since we're talking about, you know, movies and actors and all that kind of thing. There is a new series coming out on ABC that I just found out about. It's called Alaska Daily.
Yeah.
It's got Hilary Swank in it, and it's going to be covering missing and murdered Indigenous women in Alaska. So maybe you heard about that already, but that was news to me today, and I am pretty stoked about that.
Yeah, it looks interesting. I thought I saw a glimpse, and I can't remember her name, but she was in Smoke Signals, and she played Pocahontas, the Disney voice of Pocahontas. Irene, who played I saw a glimpse of her, and she was in it too.
Oh, okay. Not yeah. Sure. I'm just cruising through. I'm looking for it on like IMDb and that kind of thing right now. I just happened to catch the headline as I was cruising through stuff today. So I haven't had a lot of time to look through it, but I'm glad to see the topic. So it's reading Grace Dove. Is that who maybe you're thinking of?
No, but let me just say too, why you brought that up. I hope, you know, and as Native Americans, we always hope if we're being represented well, or sometimes these actors in these plays or movies, we end up with a savior role. And, you know, like I was joking earlier about Dancing with the Wolves, which to me is a great movie. Don't get me wrong. It's won all the Academy Awards. It was 3 hours movie, but a lot of my relatives called it Dancing with Kevin Costner, and the reason why is the savior role. You know, he was saving the Native Americans that had been on this continent for tens of thousands of years. So hopefully this two-time Academy Award winner will do it in a good way, Hilary Swank.
Yeah, I hope so. You know, I was a big fan of her and her role. I think it was called Iron Jawed Angels. It's back from 2004, and I believe she was the lead character there. And it was about the lives of Alice Paul and Lucy Burns, who were really instrumental in getting women the right to vote in the United States.
Oh, wow.
And she played, I can't remember if she played Alice or Lucy, but she played she went on hunger strike after she was imprisoned for speaking out about women being able to vote. And that was a pretty intense role. So I'm a bit of a Hilary Swank fan after seeing that one. I'm going to have to probably maybe go back and rewatch that one, but you're right. I mean, I was excited about this show and excited about this topic, this Alaska Daily, but you know, I don't see a lot of Indigenous faces, Indigenous names coming up on this, you know, about the show, and it's pretty easy to step into that, you know, that trope of being the savior or the person who comes and, you know,
good
makes
word,
a savior, but
good word, trope.
Yeah. Trope. Yeah. Well, and they exist all over the place. And like, me and my husband actually talk about this quite a bit. You know, he's a big movie buff. He loves to watch movies. He loves to watch films, television, YouTube, all of that just fascinates him. And we both have run into, just in really unexpected places, you know, instances of inappropriation or of appropriation in movies. Like he likes horror films. So we went to a horror movie a while back, and in the middle of the film, a guy gives the main character ayahuasca, which is a drug used by Native American people in a very sacred way. But a lot of people will go and use ayahuasca or peyote to kind of have, you know, those trips, or to open their mind, or, you know, treat it the same way like LSD, that kind of thing. So this non-native character gives this other non-native character ayahuasca in the middle of the movie, and it's a horror film, and it's supposed to help him release the spirit of the person that's haunting him, because he's supposed to be able to use it to get into another realm. And it was like, what? Like, that's not what that is. Like, and that's sacred to people. Like, you can't just throw that in the middle of a movie. And I mean, it was just so bizarre for us. We kind of left going, did they really do that? And it happens all the time, right, Robert?
Oh my goodness, yes. I can't think of a example off the top of my head, but I mean, you know, I grew up, I'm 61, and I grew up with a lot of, well, one of the most racist shows I ever watched was F Troop, and I don't know if you've ever seen that TV show, but that was on for a good 5 years in the 60s, and if you know, I probably am speaking to people that have never seen it before, but that is one of the most racist shows now, watching it now. Native Americans are dumb and they're outside this fort called I can't remember what the name of the fort is, but they were first of all, they weren't Native. None of them were Native American. that's for sure. And so they were the bumbling kind of con artists, snake oil. It's just hard to watch now with all this knowledge of appropriation and what it does to our people. And we talk a lot about the residential schools, but I think you know, white people have gone through residential schools through the media, whether it's movies and
they've been indoctrinated into those beliefs for sure. You know, I think probably a good example of like a racist film for like my generation is probably Team America. That one was pretty awful. And I remember it came out in 2004, and I was in high school at the time. And I remember not really wanting to stomach any of it. My friends all thought it was really cool and it was really funny. And I didn't really like it at all. And it wasn't until I was older that I'm like, oh, I didn't like it because it was just blatantly racist. Like, and it's one of those things that people still, you know, they still quote, they still talk about. And when we have those kind of movies that just permeate into our culture, and they're, you know, displaying these really negative stereotypes, they're overtly or blatantly racist. I mean, those things do have an effect on how people operate and how they treat those people when they meet them in real life.
Well, Lou Diamond Phillips has played a lot of Native Americans over his career, and he's Asian. Johnny Depp played Tonto, which was a groundbreaking part that I can't remember his name right now, but Silver Heels, or what was his name? But he played Tonto in the original Lone Ranger, and to see Johnny Depp do it, and it's just like an irritant. It's almost like, you know, you start thinking about it, and you start thinking about the Atlanta Braves, and you start thinking about, you know, the Blackhawks, and people want to say, oh well, we're honoring you.
Mm-hmm. Somebody just posted, and I seen it come through social media. It says, welcome to WTF season for Native people. It goes Halloween, Columbus Day or Indigenous Peoples Day, and then Thanksgiving. And we have all three of those that happen in the span of 2 months. And those are the three big holidays every year where we're all, as Native people, collectively going, we've talked about this, you know?
Well, you know, Ogama, thanks again. And it was great having Michael Spears on. We're going to have him on again. He was really happy. He listens to the show, too. So That was really cool to hear. If you're listening to the show, you are part of the resistance from Chief Plenty Coops. The ground on which we stand on is sacred ground, is the blood of our ancestors. We need to resist, divest, join a group, or run for office, or do all of them. We're still here. We are the seventh generation. Free Leonard Peltier now. Free Leonard Peltier now.
Girls and boys in poverty around the world are dreaming of a better life and a brighter future. Children International and friends like you are giving these children a chance to achieve their dreams by ensuring that they have access to healthcare, education, life skills, and more so they can grow, thrive, and believe in themselves. Learn more about Children International and join us in our life-changing work at children.org today.
How do you locate a support group, professional association, or local organization? United Way's 211 will provide the answers to these questions and more. 211 is your connection to programs and services in central Wisconsin. Dial 211 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. In this ever-changing world, it is often hard to find the program or service you're looking for. United Way's 211 can assist you locating services. 211 is free and confidential. Trained referral specialists will help you get connected 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 211. Every day, people begin a difficult and sometimes desperate search for programs that can provide assistance. United Way's 211 is there to connect you to the programs and services you need. For non-emergency information and referral services, call United Way's 211 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 211. With thousands of programs in the database, they can assist you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 211.
To protect his home and family from disaster, Steve used courage, wisdom, and his camera phone.
That should do it.
Way to go, Steve! By simply taking digital pictures of his family's important documents, Steve can always have them stored safely online, no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the last segment of the day. If you got something to say, hit us up right now for your crudités at 844-967-2789.
I thought they were crudy takes.
Crudies takes. See, man, it all comes back around to Sports Talk Live.
Something like that.
My wife wants some vegetables for crudité.
You know what I mean?
Listen Monday through Friday from 4 to 6 p.m. for the Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
The law firm of Gingras, Thompson & Wachs has a track record of making life-changing, positive differences for their clients. $5.25 million to a woman who suffered brain injuries and her husband passed away when struck by a drunk driver. $1 million to three different individuals injured by drunk drivers. $1 million settlement to a man injured in a motorcycle accident. Call Gingras, Thompson & Wachs, 855-954-1186.
All into win, Gingras, Thompson & Wachs, GTWLawyers.com.
I was just curious as to why you called it the Paul Revere Show.
The Paul Revere Show is named this way because the poem that we all know, the famous ride, the poem was written to rally the troops to fight slavery and fight for democracy. And so I named the show the Paul Revere Show because I thought it was the time to get on the air and talk about democracy.
The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson. Listen Monday, 7 to 8 p.m., always on the Civic Media app.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Locally grown radio, your home for news talk and sports from Rudolph to Nakusa, 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper in Chicago.